Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With that, wish that you are much more relieved from the attachment of yourself, so that your future will be lighter and lighter, bright and brighter. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk for your positive future. Wishing for a positive future. So the Amitayu Sutra, the main part of this is 48th vow of the Dharmakara Bodhisattva, and this is the fifth vow of 48 is this: when I beleach the Buddhahood, if people and heavenly realms in my world will not know, not gain the supernatural power of recognizing the past lives and future lives, and if not know all the billions and billions of kalpas, ages of the kalpas age, time age, I would not gain enlightenment. Which means in his world, everybody knows that all the past ages of the what happens, not only the past life of the of him or himself or herself, but also all the ages, like before this universe, another universe, another universe, another universe, and also the future. Well, why he has such vow, such a strong wish to vow that people will know all those recognition of the past life and future lives. It's because all the stupidity comes from that the blindness to the what did happen and what will happen in the future. The presence behave. Well, people who doesn't learn how to love others, only thinking about oneself, mainly. And behavior is not taking care of others, because so busy about thinking about the own merit. But such a way of living and behaves, what future will be brought to that person? It's not bright. If one will not make other people's heart the brighter, how can make oneself's future become bright? Because the future is a result of how much one brought the brightness to others' heart. But people who are not open to what's going to happen in the future, and they don't behave good to others. Well, another way to say is that if they see the future clearly, know the cause and effect, immediately, from what happens from the behavior at the present. The key energy at the present. If one will clearly know the future, of course, they will change the behavior. Because they don't feel comfortable to see the dark future of themselves, they'll feel much more comfortable to see the bright future. Then they will change the behavior, presence behavior, presence key energy. It's the matter of the wisdom. So the author of this sutra really clearly cared about how much people be awakened to the what future will happen. Every time they see, he sees the people's negative behavior to other people, it's because of the blindness to the future. He must be wanted to say billions and billion times, watch out what the future will be. If you behave like that for now, you just don't see what's going to happen in the future. If you want to have a good future, behave in this way. I'm sure how much he wanted to say. Of course, we don't see the future. However, we can feel the energy. We can feel the key energy or what's happening in our heart. And if the key energy or what happens in the subconsciousness is comfortable, the future will be comfortable. If the key energy is comfortable, the future will be comfortable. And the way to make the key energy comfortable is make others feel comfortable. Make others feel brighter. By caring to them, or by you complimented them, or tell positive things to other people, all those are the seed to make your energy brighter, so as the future. This is the reason, or these are the reasons why the earth, why Dharmakara, Bodhisattva, put the fifth vow. When I become Buddhahood, all beings in my world, if all beings in my world will not gain the ability to know the future or past lives and all the ages, time ages, I will not gain enlightenment. I can feel how much he wanted to give the wisdom to other people to give them the bright future. May your future will be bright by clearly not knowing how the future will be from your subconsciousness, from your energy, from your positive heart to others and the world.